Hello and welcome to the download of Business Daily. I'm Justin Rowland. Coming up, the dilemmas of operating in conflict zones. We test allegations that Shell has helped fuel violence in Nigeria.
Did they know they were paying armed militants?
It's besides the point because...
Well, it's material to your allegation, isn't it? You started this interview by saying Shell is paying armed militants. Did they know that's what they were doing?
They ought to have known.
And why ancient traditions of deference are not good for business.
In Korea, the sense of professional hierarchy is acute. Confronting your boss is almost unheard of.
That's all in the Business Daily podcast from the BBC. Shell has fueled armed conflict by paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to armed militants in Nigeria, or at least that's the allegation. The story comes from Platform, a pressure group which monitors the activities of oil companies. Platform claims that the oil giant has been implicated in years of human rights abuses. But does the evidence justify the group's claims? I asked Ben Amunwa what precisely Platform are alleging that Shell has done wrong.
The new research from Platform shows that Shell has played an active role in human rights abuses in the Niger Delta, and in particular, in some cases, has fueled intercommunal conflict by paying large contracts over a period of time to armed militants who have then gone on to commit human rights abuses.
What you're saying, they're knowingly paying armed militants to commit these human rights abuses, or...?
Well, the situation in, for instance, Rumwekpe, one of the towns that's covered in the report, is that, you know, Rumwekpe is a vital kind of conduit for Shell's crude oil. And it is also the site of a conflict that lasted approximately 3 years between 2005 to 2008.
Is intercommunal conflict, though, isn't it?
Well, it's intercommunal conflict, but Shell played a role in that.
How?
Because the company was awarding contracts, a number of different contracts which are listed in the report.
What kind of contracts would they be?
Well, Shell admitted paying contracts for grass cutting, for kind of manual labour jobs, including guarding a flow station and surveying a pipeline, for instance. And
so these are kind
of
routine business of a company operating an oil business in the region. They've got a flow station, they need someone to guard it, they need to cut the grass around their buildings, those kind of contracts.
These are routine contracts. I mean, it's standard industry practice to be awarding these types of contracts.
That's not paying armed militants, is it? It's paying local people to do jobs that need doing locally as part of Shell's routine business of pumping oil.
Well, a Shell official who is quoted in the report was actually saying that the company didn't actually know exactly who they were paying. And of course, throughout this entire period, the whole of Rumwekpe was the site of an intercommunal struggle.
Let's be absolutely clear about what you're claiming. Are you saying that Shell knew that it was paying what you describe as armed militants? Did they know they were paying armed militants?
It's besides the point because...
Well, it's material to your allegation, isn't it? Because you started this interview by saying Shell is paying armed militants. Did they know that's what they were doing?
They ought to have known because
so they
this
didn't
conflict...
Know.
Well, I don't know exactly how far Shell was aware, but what we are claiming is that the company was aware that a conflict was taking place. It was aware of the risk that it was paying.
Yeah, that's a very different thing, though. So you're saying this is a failure of what in business you might call due diligence.
Absolutely.
You're saying they didn't do their homework. You're saying they were awarding contracts and the money went to these people, but you're not actually claiming that they knew it was going there.
Whether or not these payments were intended to pay for grass cutting or for armed militants, the fact is that one can infer from the circumstances that Shell was fueling the conflict.
Well, hold on. Shell had a business in the area. They had a contract for grass cutting. What you seem to be saying is that unwittingly, Shell were paying the guy who was supposed to be cutting the grass was actually an armed militant who was killing his neighbours.
Where that is a foreseeable risk for any corporation, including Shell, they should take steps and put in place safeguards to prevent those abuses from happening. You cannot say that as a company, you have no responsibility for the people the consequences of your contracts, the payments that you make, especially, and even more so, in a conflict zone like the Niger Delta.
Can you say for certain that the money that Shell paid for these contracts went to armed militias, or is that speculation as well?
It's not speculation. The testimony from the communities is that Shell were doling out cash and contract into the community and to the leaders of the armed factions who were fighting in Rumwekpe. Now,
do you have any proof of that, though?
Well, of course, what the communities say is one thing, but when you combine that with the admissions made by the Shell official who I spoke to, what you can infer from that...
No, let's not infer. Tell me what he said.
Well, what he said was that he was paying people in Rumwekpe who the company was unable to actually verify who they were. You see...
So it's absolutely clear. So Shell are saying they didn't know.
Shell are saying that they were paying out
contracts. And you're saying that's a breach of their responsibility to the community.
Absolutely. I mean, they didn't know who they were paying, but what they ought to have known is that they were putting money into a conflict scenario.
These are intercommunal conflicts. People in the community are involved in the conflict. How can they possibly know for certain whether the people they pay to cut the grass are in their spare time picking up a gun and threatening their neighbours?
A company cannot continue business as usual in a situation like Rumwekpe. It's not that Shell are completely cut off. You know, their staff are going there on a regular basis. So if they were doing their job properly, they would have avoided exacerbating conflict by actually realising that the situation in Rumwekpe is getting tense, that they have to take steps to perhaps downscale their operations. And also, whenever the company awards contracts, they need to do due diligence on them. They need to know exactly who is going to receive that money and how high is the risk that those recipients will then go on to commit human rights abuses.
Ben Amunwa. Well, we asked Shell for their reaction to Platform's claims. They didn't offer anyone for interview, but did give Business Daily this statement, which is read by an actor.
We have long acknowledged that the legitimate payments we make to contractors, as well as the social investments we make in the Niger Delta region, may cause friction in and between communities. We nevertheless work hard to ensure a fair and equitable distribution of the benefits of our presence. It is unfortunate that Platform has repeated several old cases, some of which are unsubstantiated and some proven inaccurate, because doing so obscures the good work which has been going on for many years. However, we will carefully examine its recommendations and look forward to continuing a constructive dialogue with the Nigerian government and other stakeholders to find solutions to these issues. We are committed to working with the government and people of Nigeria to ensure that the country benefits from its natural resources. Good relations with host communities are very important to Shell Petroleum Development Company. We, however, recognise that working in the Niger Delta presents significant challenges, including those of security and community relations.